they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
All right, we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can hit us up right now on the phones, 844-967-2789. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Crudy, before we move on, I want to get to that sound if we can. Once again, this is from the Republican Accountability Project. Find them on Twitter, at AccountableGOP. Little mashup between Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony and Trump's speech. Fancy Brian, if you would, cut number 20.
When we were in the tent behind the stage, he was very concerned about the shot, meaning the photograph that we would get, because the rally space wasn't full.
I turned on today, I looked, and I saw thousands of people here, but you don't see hundreds of thousands of people behind you.
He wanted it full, and he was angry that we weren't letting people through the mags with weapons, what the Secret Service deemed as weapons.
And I'd love to have if those tens of thousands of people would be allowed, the military, the Secret Service, and we want to thank you, and the police, law enforcement, great, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
But I'd love it if they could be allowed to come up here with us. Is that possible? Can you just let them come up, please?
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't even care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Let them in, let my people in. They can march to the Capitol after the rally's over. They can march from the ellipse. Take the effing mags away.
And all those hundreds of thousands of people back there, move them up, please. Yeah.
Move them up, please. Yeah.
He knew what was up. That certainly seems to corroborate exactly what Cassidy Hutchinson was saying.
It certainly does. 844-967-2789 will also corroborate with former U.S. Attorney James Santel soon. Commiserate. He is also host of Morning Cannolis, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11. And I told Jim, take the 4th of July weekend off. Save it all up for the following week, man. All the cannolis. You know, leave the gun, take the cannolis. So Jim will return to live radio next Saturday morning, but he'll return to the airwaves with us shortly. I know people are... I'm watching the numbers. You know, I am such a... I love our audience, and our audience loves Jim Santel. They're like parked, they're waiting. Like, when's Jim coming on? Stop talking, Crudy. Go to break, bring back Jim. We'll get there. While there's still time, though, I'd like to talk about another petulant little fight started, I think, perhaps in an effort to sort of, you know, distract from what's happening at the J6, but I'm going to play along just for today with Ted Cruz. And we've got some sound. There's new sound out that Ted Cruz takes a lot of objection to. Fancy Brian, if you'd be so kind, play the Elmo. Cut 12.
No, Daddy has super duper bandages just like Elmo.
You were super duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay. Elmo was really glad to have Daddy and Baby David there with him. Baby David, where are you?
I had a lot of questions about Elmo getting the COVID vaccine. Was it safe? Was it the right decision? I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoying the things they love.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Elmo and Baby David have a question. Oh. Can we have a hug?
Oh, come here, son.
Elmo loves you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
It's okay to have questions about COVID vaccines for your kids. Get the latest facts by speaking to your pediatrician or healthcare provider.
So that was tyrannical Elmo. If you would, Fancy, you had a comment?
Yeah, I just want everybody, if you have time, to look up what Elmo's dad looks like. If you were to take a Muppet and make Crudy a Muppet, that would be that Muppet.
Crudy's
and everything.
Oh, no kidding. Damn good looking Muppet. Sexy Muppet. Sort of dad bod sexy, you know, but it's a sliding scale around here. But that's just what Elmo said. Now I got to tell you how Ted Cruz tried to pick a fight with Sesame Street and tyrannical Elmo. He tweeted, you know, apparently hasn't caught on the whole Truth Social yet. You then have Ad Elmo aggressively advocate for vaccinating children under five, according to Ted Cruz on Twitter. But you cite zero scientific evidence for this. Was it safe? Question mark. Was it the right decision? I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. Louis says in the PSA, I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoy the things they love. You heard him say it, but that ain't good enough for Ted. Ted's picking a fight with Elmo because, what, the kid shouldn't be vaccinated in Ted Cruz's world. You know, his kids don't even want to be in the same country with him, right? Right. See if there's anything more here. Elmo super duper, blah, blah, blah. Parents have been waiting a long time. This, according to the authors of this PSA, parents have been waiting a long time to vaccinate their youngest children and protect them from the serious illness and hospitalization. The months and even years of worry have been especially hard on these families as they adjusted their activities through the pandemic to keep their children safe. COVID vaccination for this age group is one more tool. Parents now have their toolbox to keep children safe. And that was not the first time the Republican lawmaker talked about Ted Cruz objected to a Sesame Street character encouraging COVID vaccination on the children. Late last year, after fellow Muppet Big Bird, it's always Big Bird, a 6.5-year-old, 8-foot-2-inch tall yellow bird announced he had gotten his shot. Cruz slammed the news as government propaganda for your 5-year-old.
What?
Wow. Why is this guy trolling Sesame Street constantly? I think he's trying really too hard. You know what I mean? Like, if he can
pick a fight. It's the war on culture, man. You got, and you point out, I mean, anything to distract from the terrible testimony and what we found out about this administration specifically yesterday, and there is going to be more to come. So, yeah, I mean, you know, let's pick a fight with Elmo. Shiny objectism. Look over here.
We haven't even heard the testimony against Ted Cruz yet. Let's not forget he was one of the original coup co-conspirators and anti-Elmo guys. Come back, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, our good friend.
They look like Muppets, and they taste like Muppets.
A snuffleupagus?
You are all weirdos.